The Wobsnazen Podcast. We're not afraid to recycle old material.
Hello there. Welcome to the third edition of the Wobsnazen Podcast, where we look at the peculiarities of life through a sort of a buckled lens. Anyway, to begin proceedings today, I thought I'd bring you a little bit of local lunacy from Brighton Beach. Now, I met this fellow about a year ago, and he was sort of crunching over the top of the stones there, quite close to the nudist beach, which I was suspicious about. And he had thick glasses on, he had foam coming out of his mouth, and he had a sort of funny hat on. He came over to me, made a beeline for me, and to be honest, he had an awful lot to say for himself, but none of it to me made any sense. This is good news for one and all. And so may I present to you the Brighton Beach Lunatic.
People talk about pollution. They think of water.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know what I mean?
Like
water. Or oil, or exhaust fumes. Hmm. That's what they think. But there's one pollution just as bad that does a lot of damage, is noise. These ambulances. Ambulances, cops and fire. The row they make. They're louder than ever.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days when I was a kid, you probably might remember it. It was a bell. They rang a bell.
Mm.
The fire trucks, ambulances, cops, they all had a bell, like electrified bell. But it wasn't piercing.
Mm.
If one of them went by now, you'd hear it, but it wouldn't offend you.
Mm.
You know, it wouldn't be high-pitched. Just a bell.
Hmm.
A bit like a doorbell, but you know, like a quiet doorbell.
A quiet doorbell?
You know, like you're pressing it, rings. Well, I think it's worse than that. Because all this crap, all this bloody disgusting, a lot of stuff you see, it's like the bloody video nasties. You got video nasties and all the crap they put on the telly. It's all from there.
Hmm.
We've nothing left here now. All our studios, all the studios we had here, made domestic films, gone, finished. There's a little tiny bit of pine wood left. Denham, Shepperton, all the others, Ealing Studios, all gone years ago.
Mm.
And they made great movies. But what America, oh no, it's our world, you know. You'll have our shit. We know we're shit. We know we've no culture. We've no taste.
Now, the underground busker, as you know, comes in varying degrees of awfulness, but I encountered these two on the Circle Line whilst travelling between Victoria and Sloane Square. And I've got to say, they were pretty good. So, settle back and enjoy the sounds of the Circle Line buskers.
Mind the gap. Mind the gap. Mind the gap.
train via High Street, Kensington and Paddington. Stand clear.
Hello there. Sorry we're late. I am Steve. This here is Ben. If you choose, you will start off the wheel. You may dance. But many of you seem to prefer to just sit there looking a bit confused. Just go with whatever does it for you. Danielle.
We're fit for chewing gum. We're good at that. I and then sticking it on some fucking seat or wherever it's going to affect you. Right, I can think of all the times you've gone to sit down or the table or whatever and there's fucking gum sticked on it. So that's to thank them for that.
Yeah.
You know, going up chewing fucking gum and baseball. So apart from chewing fucking gum and hitting a fucking ball with a piece of fucking stick, you know, here he is again, look. Wait for it. Wait for it, yeah, go on. Make your fucking stupid noise. Did he do it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to do it. You see what I mean? Oh, he's got to do it. As though, hello, I better warn them, there's someone on the line. Oh, I better press this. Not a fucking soul there. Oh, it's, and look at all those bloody signs on it, look.
Yeah.
All the bloody... as though it's... Oh, Christ. The speed that goes at and the noise it makes coming along. I mean, how are you going to miss that?
So what would you do about it? Would you close them down or...?
Well, at least they could have some sort of buzzer.
Hmm.
Or a bell
mm.
that doesn't pierce piercing like the sirens, you know, the cop got, it's all from it's all from there, it's all and this thing, I tell you what will happen eventually though, the greatest writer of all, the big greatest prophet of all isn't the Bible, George Orwell, Big Brother. George Orwell.
Indeed.
The only thing he got wrong was the date of his book. He prophesied that it would all come to what he said in 1984. That was the name of his book.
Yeah, that was, the reason for that was he wrote it in 1948, but then he transposed the numbers to 1984. It was just random.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
Hmm.
But if he'd have put 2020... There's a catchy year for you.
Mm.
2020, in about, 10 years' time. Now, if he'd have put that 2020, he'd been about right. Because by then, there'd be no...
Thank you.
Cheers.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Everyone being, you know, overly... Oh, Christ, for goodness sake. Exciting stuff, that. God, it's exciting. You know why... You remember Geoffrey Bernard?
Oh, yes, he was unwell.
Geoffrey Bernard. They once said to him, why do you drink so much? He said, to stop me from fucking jogging. He actually... That's in the play with O'Toole, Peter O'Toole. Mm. He said, why do you drink so much, Mr. Bernard? He said, to stop me from fucking jogging. I love it. I love anything like that.
Well, there you have it. Another edition for Me in the Can. Thanks for listening again, as always. There'll be another one when I get around to it. I'm a bit of a time pauper. I haven't got any time left to be talking to you. I ought to be doing things. I haven't even had my fucking life.